finally awake. I'm going to be your nurse until you try to get better, okay? At the bottom here for your name. Oh, you're able to talk now. That's great. Well, allow me to introduce myself. I am Nurse Yona, and I'll be trying to help you get better. Now, what is your name? Wait, I recognize that name. Wait. Yeah, oh my god. Weirdly, I was thinking about you a few days ago, wondering what you were doing with your life, not in a stalkerish way. And I was hesitating to contact you on Facebook or something, but it's been so long, I didn't think if it was right or not to do that. And well, now we meet under this unfortunate circumstance. Well, what happened to you? Good question. Yeah, well, you've been out for a few days now. You got into a nasty accident and hurt your head and fractured your leg. That's all under control now, but I just came in to see if you were awake and to clean your wound and change your bandages. So, may I? Sorry. This to clean your wound just like that. And so you need any more pain medicine? Do you need any more pain medicine? A little bit. Few drops of this and it should be fine. Or do you prefer the pills? Okay, I'll get you some of those after I'm finished, of course. So I'm just going to rub these. Got some alcohol also in it to help with infections and whatnot. But it seems to be clearing quite nicely. So you can be out here by the end of the week. Yeah, your family have been coming in and out to see you a lot. You had a lot of people wondering about you. But I didn't even notice that it was you. It was so strange. Yeah. Okay, and now I'm just going to put on a new bandage for you. So, there we go. And oh my god, I forgot to double check and press around your head. Okay, I'm just going to press around your head, ears and stuff, and you tell me if it hurts, okay? Here? No, here? No, here? Here? Is over here sore? Here, down here, down here. Okay. This bandage is nicely covering up. It's bad. Now I'm just going to have to check your ears also to see if there are signs of something bad. Like blood or something, because then it's like you've got a brain damage or bleeding brain or something. I don't know. I forgot some information from medical school. Yeah. It's also good to clean this out a little bit as well, because we didn't manage to clean up because she's been sleeping for a few days now, so. There we go, that should do that. And over here, like that. Seems to be a good sign, no sign of bleeding coming through your ears. So it doesn't seem to be any injuries we missed on your head or in your face, but let me check your body now and tell me when it hurts, alright? Of course your leg hurts because it's broken, but you get what I mean. Here? 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 Down here? I think you're good for now, but here, my dream did come here. No, okay, my dream did come true, as you can see, to be a nurse. What about you? What are you doing with your life now? What about your dream job? Remember what your dream job was when we were younger and friends and were pretty? It looked good and didn't get older. Yeah. Oh my god, that's good. Good for you. Oh my god. Just unfortunate with your leg, now that you may struggle with that, but that is amazing. I love to hear you're doing something with yourself, you know? Sounds so successful. But me? I'm just working as a nurse right now, as you can see. That's all. That's all I've been doing. I've been doing it for like 2 years now. 2 years now. And did you know? Like, all of our old friends and classmates have like 5 kids now and married. It's crazy. I'm still trying to figure myself out, you know? It's nice to see I'm not the only one out of our old friend group who hasn't got kids and marriage and all of this. I'm just waiting for the right person to come along. I'm in no rush. I just want to enjoy my life, go traveling, enjoy my job as a nurse. Yeah, exactly, dude, you know? I actually wouldn't have recognized you if I didn't see your name on the notes here. You have changed so much. Wow. No, not in a bad way. Even better. Like, remember we dated in school? Like, I had a big crush on you. Oh my god. You were like, wasn't it obvious you were like the dream kid? All the girls wanted you. I think even the gays wanted you. Everyone wanted you. And we dated for like, how long was it? A year or something. And then you totally friend zoned me. I am still not over that. You broke my heart, and yet I still have to nurse you? Come on. That was a joke. You still find it hard to get jokes, don't you? Yeah. And we had our first kiss in the treehouse. Oh my god, how could I forget? And that was like the only time we ever like did something like that. Like, then we were stuck to trading Pokemon cards again and playing on the PlayStation 1. What amazing times. Like, I do think about them a lot. And I do think about you a lot, even though we were like childhood couple. People wouldn't count that as a real thing, but I did, okay? I did. Not many guys go for me, especially not much time for being a nurse, so I do think about those times for comfort, if I'm being, yeah. But, anyway. Everything is nice. Everything else is healing up well with you, and maybe once you're better, we can do like a little reunion. Yeah, that would be such a great idea, and play some of our old games and stuff. Let me see. Wait, what time is it? What time is it? Ah, well, I better get going as it's nearly my break, and then I'm off to another ward, but it was so nice to see you again. And once you're out, I will contact you and we can sort something out. Just put yourself first, I want you to be better. No, I can't stay. I'd love to stay and have a chat and catch up, but I have to do other nurse things, unfortunately. Fine, I'll stay an extra 5 minutes and that's all. Well, go on then. Are you going to give me space on the bed for me to fit in? I know it's hard to move and all with that broken leg, but come on, don't be selfish. There we go, just like old times, it's your home. Okay, I know we used to lie in the bed together, but we can't do that at the hospital. I'm your nurse, that would be very unprofessional. You've not changed, have you? Still so rude. And what if a colleague sees me like that with you, lying down on the bed? Alright, only because you said it'd make you feel better if I joined you. 5 minutes, remember? 5 minutes. Just like old times, right? I'll try to help you get some sleep, all right? You really need some rest. Shh, stop talking. No need for questions right now. We can discuss this once you're better. I'll just talk and help you sleep, all right?